The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, May the 30th, 2016. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 105th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, Russia Beyond the Headlines ran a piece on a new train that began running on Moscow's subway system on May 24th. Devoted to the works of William Shakespeare, the train is decorated with quotes from some of the Bard's greatest poems and plays. The Guardian was one of many media outlets to cover the announcement by the Donmar Warehouse Theatre Group in London that they will build a temporary theatre in September to house their all-female The Tempest, which will run in repertory with their previous all-female and all-directed-by-Phillida Lloyd productions of Julius Caesar and Henry IV. The BBC, in the run-up to the broadcast of Russell T. Davies' production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, ran a fun piece titled, How Can I Learn to Love Shakespeare?, which broke down the ways how. The Daily Bulletin ran a piece previewing the summer seasons of shows in Southern California, including Shakespeare Summerfest in Garden Grove doing Hamlet and Sonnets and Songs, Will Greer's Theatricum Botanicum in Topanga doing Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare by the Sea in San Pedro doing Cymbeline and Othello, Independent Shakespeare Company in Griffith Park doing Richard III and The Tempest, and Kingsman Shakespeare Festival in Thousand Oaks doing Henry V and A Midsummer Night's Dream. That is a lot of Shakespeare in my own backyard. The Guardian ran a piece on the debate at the Hay Festival between the head and deputy heads of Shakespeare's Globe and the RSC, respectively, on the merits and dangers of editing Shakespeare's text. The Washington Post ran a piece on the new party game Bards Dispense Profanity, which is Cards Against Humanity with Shakespearean quotes on the cards. The folks over at the Oxford University Press blog have released another cool infographic, this one on Shakespeare's fascination with the supernatural, especially timely for us here at the project as we kick off Macbeth tomorrow. Encore previewed the upcoming summer season by Cape Fear Shakespeare in North Carolina, including The Two Gentlemen of Verona and Twelfth Night. The New York Review of Books reviewed Tug of War, Foreign Fire by Chicago Shakespeare Theater, running through June 12th on the Navy Pier in Chicago, Illinois. It's part one of a two-part, 12-hour adaptation of Edward III, Henry V, and part one of Henry VI, Stories of the French Wars. The review was very positive, calling the endeavor an improbable success and one that will be hard to top with the second part coming in the fall. The Chicago Tribune also reviewed the play that infuses these English historical events with modern music from the U.S., giving it a two-thirds of a rave, finding fault only in the Henry VI sections. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel also reviewed the production, saying that the results are compelling and riveting. The Chicago Reader also reviewed the production less glowingly, calling it grueling. The Daily Herald reviewed it, giving it 3.5 out of 4 stars and calling it fast-paced even at 6 hours. It's not exactly a review, but the title was great. Tug of War at Chicago Shakespeare is a binge-watch theater. The story includes an audio interview with the artistic director of the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. And finally, The Deceased reviewed The Taming of the Shrew by Shakespeare Theater Company, calling the all-male and musical version sincere and stunning. DC Metro Theater Arts also reviewed the semi-modern dress show running through the end of June, saying that it's heartening to see such an imaginative approach to Shakespeare. The Washington Post also reviewed the production running at Sidney Harmon Hall in Washington, D.C., calling it an all-male muddle. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On May 24th, 1153, Malcolm IV began his reign as King of Scotland. Malcolm was the great-grandson of his namesake Malcolm III of Scotland, and if that name is familiar, he's the Malcolm from Macbeth, the son of Duncan, who was crowned at the end of the play. On May 25th, 1939, Ian McKellen was born. Though known now more for Magneto in X-Men and Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings films, He's also one of the greatest Shakespearean actors of our time. His Macbeth from 1976, directed by Trevor Nunn and co-starring Judi Dench as Lady Macbeth, is regarded as one of the great performances of that role. I had the pleasure of seeing his one-man show Acting Shakespeare back in the early 80s in Los Angeles, and it is one of my favorite nights of theater. On May 26th, 1583, Susanna Shakespeare, the eldest daughter of William and wife Anne Hathaway, was born, just 6 months after his wedding to Anne. Willie Shakes, you old dog. Actually, young dog. He was only 19 at the time. On May 27th, 1199, King John was coronated 3 months after the death of his brother, Richard I Lionheart. King John is, of course, the same King John of the play of that name. On May 28th, 1533, Henry VIII's marriage to Anne Boleyn was declared to be valid, 5 days after Henry's first marriage to Catherine of Aragon was declared to be null and void. On May 29th, 1405, Richard Le Scrope was arrested for treason for his support of Henry Percy against Henry IV, events discussed in the first part of Henry IV. On May 30th, 1431, Joan of Arc was burned at the stake for heresy, as depicted in the first part of Henry VI. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending May the 30th, 2016. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.